Just a very quick reminder. We all know the danger of sins. As a matter of fact, we made a book and we translated it and we distributed it and printed it. One of the many effects of sins that it deprives the person of knowledge. If you feel like you're always forgetting the Quran, you're always forgetting your, whatever you have memorized, you have learned, that's a sign that there's possibility of the sins are the reason. It deprives of rizq. If you are having a lot of problem finding a job, your rizq is constantly reduced, check your sins. It deprives the person from attending or from performing ibadat in general. You find it very heavy to come to Fajr. You find it very heavy to attend Isha. You find it very heavy to pray. Check your sins. Many, many effects of sins. The wars that we are seeing in the world, in the Muslim world, one of the main reasons is the lot of sins. So the sins in general, they cause a miserable life. And of course, it's very easy to tell the person, stop the sin. It's easier said than done. And some sins, they're addictions. So they need a lot of practice and a lot of training in order to get rid of them. So today, just I wanna share with you something that now many of us, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, are not, if not all of us, are not committing those major sins. So in order to prepare myself in case I was faced with something like this, let's practice this. And the practice is, train yourself to cut down from the halal. Cut down from the extra halal. For example, I'm starving. Eat till you're not starving, not to get full. You can get full. It's halal, right? I can eat one more sandwich, one more plate, one more samosa. I can. But you know what? I want to train myself. I know that sleeping 7 hours is very good for me. And tomorrow is off. I want to sleep 9 hours. No. Sleep 7. Put the alarm at 7 hours. The youth, I'm off today. I can play 2-3 hours of games. I'm going to play 1 hour and I'm going to stop. So you get the point. Whatever extra in halal, and do not overdo it. Don't starve yourself. I'm going to cut myself from halal. No, it's just a training. Imagine that I train myself constantly on doing this. So when it comes to staying away from something haram, it will become much easier because I already have trained myself to stay away from the extra halal. Try it, ya akhwan. Wallahi, it's a something in the Sharia. They call it riyadah. Just like, similarly, like exercise. It's literally an exercise. You exercise and you train yourself from stopping the extra halal. And then you find yourself when you're faced by, you want to quit smoking. Immediately you find it much easier than if you did not practice this.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.